Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and all of our free podcasts.
Become a big aerial threat, and up he goes again and scores again. Steffen, oh, he's made a mess, and Liverpool have got another. Zach Steffen, Manchester City's backup keeper, with an horrific error. Alexander Arnold picks out Luis Diaz beautifully, and Robertson blocked, and it comes to Luis Diaz again, and Robertson and Thiago, and Alexander-Arnold and Thiago. Oh, it's absolutely magnificent. Liverpool have a third before half time, and it's as good a team goal as you could wish to see. And this is Gabriel Jesus, who has the chance. And Grealish. And it is a goal for Manchester City. So intense, Grealish. That's a brilliant ball. Flag stays down. And Alisson, once again. Early for Luis Diaz. It's a wonderful first touch. He was looking for Salah. And it's short, and Salah is there. It's just the wrong side of the post for Liverpool. Manchester City want to grandstand it here. It's Riyad Mahrez. He's got round the back. And Liverpool need to keep this out. They can't. Bernardo Silva has turned it home. Zinchenko goes long. Comes up to Aki. And Fernandinho is up and over the top. This is Andrew Robertson. And that's on for Salah, who is onside. And Steffen gives it straight to Firmino. And Roberto Firmino for Liverpool. Saved by Steffen. It's Liverpool who are heading to the final of the FA Cup. My oh my, did Jurgen Klopp go right through the ringer today?
Mitchell loses the ball where he doesn't want to lose the ball. Here's Havertz. Havertz pulls it across. Here's Loftus-Cheek. There's the Chelsea breakthrough. Former Palace lone star who's broken their hearts. He met that finish.
Yes, he did. We've seen Kai Havertz get away, try and put a ball into the box. He got deflected out. And who's arriving? It's that man, Loftus-Cheek.
Well done by Rudiger. Havertz to Werner. Mount. Alonso into the penalty area. Werner to Mount. In now. Could be over now. Because Chelsea have doubled their lead. Brilliant work from Mason Mount. Brilliantly incisive attacking play. Chelsea have woken up in the last few minutes. And they've taken the tie away from Palace. Palace corner whipped in. Ayew helps it on. Over the top from Anderson. That had to go in. That should have been the start of the comeback bit.
Anderson's just got to head it into an almost empty net. That is a glorious opportunity for Crystal Palace.
Up towards Lukaku, who's got it down nicely. Stopped by Gehi. Here's Werner. Werner to Lukaku, who misses. And then put them down to keep out Ziyech and keep that little bit of hope still there for Palace. Only a little bit, though.
It's on a plate for the big man. He fluffed his lines.
You are listening to the EPL show FA Cup final special here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. There will be another edition of the EPL show focusing on the fixtures for match day 37. But here we are primarily focusing on the FA Cup final, the biggest domestic cup final competition in the world. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. At BetMUFC. There will be an edition of BetMUFC at the weekend, looking back at the Brighton game and looking at the potential players that Manchester United should keep and get rid of, and who could possibly be coming in, with Manchester United heavily linked to Frankie de Jong at the moment. Also follow the Twitter account for lockbetting.com. That's at lockbetting.com. At lockbetting.com. So lockbetting.com without the dot. That is my premium pay service that has delivered my clients 107 months in a row of transparent track profit, with month number 108 looking virtually guaranteed. And if we come through with that guarantee, we will be able to say we have been undefeated in sports betting for 9 years. 9 years without a single losing month in sports betting. That's because we've had such a strong start to the month. We've just gone on a 14-2 soccer run with our last two soccer cards, including a sweep on Thursday night, and that was an additional sweep of the North London Derby as well. We went 5-0, which included landing our lock on Tottenham at plus 225 as they get themselves bang in the race for the top four. We are going to have a big finale in the EPL. We will talk more about that on the EPL show, but we still have a title race. We have a battle for fourth place. We have a battle for Europa League positions, because West Ham can still finish ahead of Man United. And we have a relegation battle at the bottom of the table. So if you want to sign up for lockbetting.com, it's still a good time to do it. We are halfway through the month, but we have so much left this month. It's still worth signing up. We have the end of the domestic soccer season. We have all of the cup finals. We have the Europa Conference League final, the Europa League final, the Champions League final. We have the NBA playoffs. We have tennis. We are making money in all sports. We destroyed our UFC card last weekend. We're making money in the NBA. We're making money in the NHL. 14-2 soccer card. We're making money in tennis. We're making money in everything. And we still have so much to come here in the month of May. So usually I would say stay away, sign up in June. But I'm still saying sign up here in May. We usually say don't sign up halfway through the month, because Patreon bill you as soon as you sign up. So you'll be billed here midway through May, and you'll be billed again at the start of June. But as I said, it's like a whole month left, because we have so much to come here in the month of May. If you want to do your research properly, have a look at the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet from the previous month is always the pinned tweet on the lockbetting.com Twitter account. So go to @lockbetting.com, look at the pinned tweet, and you'll see the P&L for the month of April. If you go down the bottom, you'll see little tags. They say things like tennis, NBA, soccer. If you click the P&L one, you'll be able to see all of the other previous P&Ls. Look for the previous P&Ls. Look at the type of plays we do. We don't do any silly plays, all sensible stakes. And then look at the verification at the bottom, all of the members' likes and comments telling you that this is a 100% fact. 108 months in a row of transparent track profit is a fact. That's what, well, we've delivered 107 so far, so 108 isn't a fact, but the position we've put ourselves in so far this month, it's looking very, very likely that we will deliver month number 108 for 9 years undefeated, without a single losing month in sports betting. So if you want to get involved, lockbetting.com is the place to go. Moving on to this FA Cup final, we've made the decision to separate it from the EPL show so we can talk about it at length. In regards to what I'm going to be doing with the other cup finals, so I'm going to cover the Europa League and the Europa Conference League collectively. That's going to be coming out in midweek. Over at BetMUFC, I'm going to be looking back on that Brighton game. I didn't do a show previewing that Brighton game because I just had too much to do last weekend, but I do feel I should definitely do a show this week, even though Man United aren't playing. This gives me a chance to look at the possible incomings and outgoings at the club, along with evaluating that horrendous result, including the reaction of Cristiano Ronaldo. The Champions League final will be covered independently. And then, of course, next weekend, you'll have your usual shows, Commessa Italia Match Day 38 and EPL Match Day 38 as well. I'm also looking at doing a midweek EPL show as well, because we do have midweek catch-up fixtures and they could be crucial, particularly down at the bottom of the table with Everton in action in midweek. Burnley in action as well, away to Aston Villa. Liverpool are in action on Tuesday as well. So with key games being played, we will be throwing out a midweek edition of the EPL show as well. So moving on to this FA Cup final here between Chelsea and Liverpool. This is a repeat of the League Cup final, and that was a final that went all the way to penalties. In fact, it went all the way to sudden death in penalties. And these two teams, despite the fact that Liverpool are considered to be the much better team here and everybody's picking them to win the FA Cup final, they haven't been able to beat Chelsea this season. These two teams have had three draws so far, with both teams scoring in both of the league games. So despite the fact that Chelsea have disappointed this season, don't forget, they are still currently the champions of Europe. They won't be retaining that because that will go to either Liverpool or Real Madrid, but they did win a Champions League last season, and that shows that they can turn up for these cup finals. And as I said, they pushed Liverpool all the way in the League Cup final. And I think they controversially lost that game because it has been proven from certain angles that Romelu Lukaku's goal should not have been chalked out by VAR. So for me, this is a lot more intriguing than it is for some people who are just giving Liverpool this trophy and are just giving Liverpool the Champions League as well because they believe that Liverpool will be the team to finally beat Real Madrid. Well, I've got news for you. Real Madrid have already beaten better teams than Liverpool. Paris Saint-Germain outplayed Real Madrid and they still beat them. They got through Chelsea. I wouldn't say Chelsea are better than Liverpool, but at the end of the day, Chelsea did dominate a large periods of that tie against Real Madrid and they still got through. And Manchester City dominated 180 minutes and they're still sitting on their arse and they're not in a Champions League final. It is Real Madrid there. So I would not dismiss a team of God with Karim Benzema in it. And there is a real possibility for me that Liverpool could just finish up with one trophy this season. This team that were lauded and paraded as one of the greatest teams ever are still in a position where they could just win one Carabao Cup and they could be runners-up in the league and they could lose two cup finals in the FA Cup and the Champions League. Still a great season, but it doesn't make them one of the greatest teams ever. And even if they do end up winning two of these trophies or even three of these trophies, I still wouldn't consider this Liverpool team one of the all-time greats. They've had a very, very easy run through to the FA Cup final, other than that semi-final against Manchester City. But even then, it was Manchester City who had a team that rested all their players. They had an easy run through to the Carabao Cup final, and they've had one of the easiest runs in history to the Champions League final. In the league, I'll give them credit. It does take a hell of an effort to keep up with Manchester City. These two teams are now racking up unbelievable points tallies, and therefore it makes it very difficult for even a good team like Chelsea to keep up with them, or for Manchester United to rebuild and bring in the right players to actually compete and challenge for the league title when these two teams are putting up such ridiculous tallies. So I will give credit for Liverpool for pushing Manchester City all the way here, likely till the final day of the season. But ultimately, City are the better team. And I do feel that
people are giving Liverpool way too much credit, and especially those that are looking at this game as some sort of walkover and looking at Liverpool as the far superior team. Well, all of the games between these two this season, and there have been three of them, do not reflect that opinion. Liverpool are the even money favourites on the money line to win this game. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's also 5-2 on Chelsea on the money line. As for the winner of the tie, Liverpool are the 8-15 favourites to lift the FA Cup, with Chelsea available here at 6-4. Now, I am interested here in taking Chelsea to avoid a defeat in the 90-minute period. That is something that they have done in all three games of Liverpool so far. And if they can make it four in a row, and all they would have to do to cash this selection is to get the game into extra time once again, or of course win the game in the 90-minute period, then you would cash the selection. And that one is available for you here at 10-11. I think we have a very solid chance of cashing that play, because I do think that they are going to push Liverpool to the limit again. I don't think this is going to be an easy afternoon for Liverpool. And obviously, I've said that many, many times as I'm breaking down this game. I think you guys know how I feel about it. I just think that Chelsea are being very, very disrespected here. I wouldn't put too much weight into Chelsea's recent form or their poor form as we approach the last few games of the season. They already knew they were going to be in third place. I think the result against Real Madrid was a little bit demoralising for them, and they found it difficult to recover. But they managed to find their feet in their last game, because that victory against Leeds has secured third place in the Premier League. So they go all in here for this game, and I think they will be able to avoid a defeat here in the 90-minute period. Another bet that I'm looking at here, which has significant data to support it, is both teams to score. Now, both teams have scored in both of the Premier League meetings between these two teams, and Liverpool come into this game having scored in every single one of their last 15 games. But Chelsea's data is equally as impressive, even though they won't get the credit, and you won't hear many pundits talking about how Chelsea have scored a lot of goals. They have only failed to score in one of their last 17 games. So I think they should be able to find the net tomorrow. I think that 0-0 that they had in the Carabao Cup was a rarity. Anybody that watched that League Cup game would have seen that there should have been a plethora of goals, and VAR didn't really do us any favours in that game. I don't think it made too much difference as far as entertainment goes. We still had a very, very nail-biting game, and it was touch and go who would win that all the way to the end. And I'm talking all the way to the end, because that was one of the longest penalty shootouts I've ever seen. Very, very similar to when Manchester United lost the Europa League final. Unfortunately, Chelsea came up short in that one. But the fact that they have drawn every game with Liverpool this season in 90 minutes, the fact that they have pushed them all of the way, I don't think they suddenly turn up at this game tomorrow and capitulate. It's not like they're missing any key players. In fact, they have a selection headache, with Romelu Lukaku improving his form in the last couple of games. I mean, he has been widely regarded as a flop. It's unanimous. So he'll be out to prove something. Unfortunately for Romelu Lukaku, he doesn't have the best record against Liverpool. He's only got 5 career goals against Liverpool, so that doesn't bode well. You would think that they would want to get him into the starting lineup. You'd think that he would be a player that the likes of Van Dijk and Konate, if he's selected, won't want to play against. But so far, Liverpool have had a pretty decent run against Lukaku. They've managed to handle him, other than a few goals for West Brom and Everton. It's been a while since Romelu Lukaku really gave Liverpool any trouble. But things can change, and Romelu Lukaku will always be a difficult player to play against. And if we get the Romelu Lukaku of Inter Milan or any traces of that, he could be a problem for Liverpool tomorrow. So I do think Chelsea are going to be competitive here. My bets are going to be in line with that. I'm not going to take I'm going to take a sprinkle on Chelsea to lift the trophy at 6-4 plus 150, but I'm not going to make that one of my main bets. That's just going to be a personal play for me, taking Chelsea as a sprinkle. As for you guys, I will be recommending bets here on both teams to score And my lock here on this show is going to be for Chelsea on the double chance market. It may be listed in the Asian handicap market as Chelsea plus 0.5, because we're going to be looking to for that selection to cash for the fourth time in a row for Chelsea against Liverpool, as I said, who have avoided the defeat every single time they've played them so far this season. I'm not expecting anything dramatic here with the lineups. Obviously, with Liverpool, they're always going to have that selection headache. They have five forwards. All of them are capable of playing. I do think in the end, we're going to go with Salah, Diaz and Mane. I think they're going to be the three to start as Liverpool try to get this trophy. As for Chelsea, I think their main selection headache is going to be if they do or don't play Romelu Lukaku. I think they will. I think when you play £100 million for somebody and he comes into form, you do have to play him. I think when it's out of form, he presents you the biggest problem. And I wouldn't say he's necessarily in form just because he scored a goal against Leeds, but he looked a lot more active in that game. We've had games this season where Romelu Lukaku hasn't been involved at all and had a record low number of touches. This wasn't that Lukaku. This looked like a Lukaku with a point to prove. And let's be honest, who can afford Lukaku if Chelsea decide to get rid of him anyway next season? I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's stuck here for another season, whether he wants to be here or not. And I think we will see Lukaku performing better next season. But there's no time better than the FA Cup final to finally turn up and try to justify a £100 million price tag. And he'll be looking to get on the score sheet tomorrow, as will Mo Salah, who has scored in both of the meetings between the two teams in the Premier League this season. And to add to the both teams to score data, both teams have actually scored in each of Liverpool's last three fixtures coming into this. So I just thought I'd add that here at the end before we close out. Looking at the predicted lineups here, I did this earlier on, so I'm just going to run through who I expect to play. I expect Mendy to start in goal for Chelsea tomorrow. I think they're going to go with Asper, Laqueta, Silva and Rudiger as the back three. I think James will start out wide. I do think Marcus Alonso will start on the left, despite a rumoured falling out with Thomas Tuchel. I think Jorginho and Loftus-Cheek will get the nod in the centre of midfield with Mount, Havertz and Lukaku down the middle. That's how I think Chelsea will play. I don't have any information on that. As for Liverpool, they're going to go with Alisson, Van Dijk and Konate in the centre. Alexander-Arnold and Robertson out wide. In midfield, they're going to go with Thiago, Henderson and I think Keita, if he makes it. And then up front, you're obviously going to go with Salah and Mane. And I think Diaz will get the nod over Diego Jota. Before we close out, I have found one more selection that may be worth backing. I'm just going to shoehorn it in here at the end of the show. I do like Liverpool to win the corner count tomorrow. And you can take them on the corner handicap of -1.5. at the price of 5-4, so +225, to get more corners than Chelsea. So you're taking the -1.5 handicap. They will need to get two more corners than Chelsea to win this. If they only get one more corner, you do lose this selection. But the data from the League Cup final really does back that up. Liverpool won the corner count 11-1 after extra time. And their three-man strike force here of Diaz, Salah and Mane will be looking to create plenty of chances. They're going to have plenty of shots at goal. Diaz loves a shot at goal in particular. And I do think they'll end up winning more corners once again. I think stylistically, attacking from out wide with the wing-backs as well, with Robertson and Alexander-Arnold looking to get forward, it does mean you are able to win more corners. So I think there's real value there on that play. So once again, Liverpool -1.5. on the corners handicap, and that is available at 5-4. So to run through my selections again, it's that Liverpool corners handicap that I like. I like both teams to score here in this one as well. I would take a sprinkle on Chelsea to lift the trophy. A part of that comes down to my dislike for Liverpool, so I may sway away from that one because there is nothing really to support that other than the fact I think Chelsea are being grossly underestimated here. But there is definitely something to support the lock on his show, which is Chelsea on the double chance market, given the fact that Chelsea haven't lost in 90 minutes so far to Liverpool this season, drawing all three three games. And as I said, they probably should have won the League Cup final with Lukaku's goal being chalked out by VAR. That's it for me. Enjoy the FA Cup final tomorrow. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.